SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israeli leaders are roundly condemning an attack by settlers in the West Bank. One Palestinian was killed, homes and vehicles set ablaze. This is Israel braces for a possible attack by Iran.
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says U.S. officials are working very hard diplomatically to prevent an Iranian-led attack.
We also have to be ready for one, and I would tell you that we believe we are.
And he warns that while the likelihood of an attack is high, it is unknown.
We don't have a lot of certainty here, so it's not exactly clear whether there'll be one. We hope there won't be.
Kirby says Iran could attack soon with little to zero warning and that its rhetoric should be taken seriously. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, and a visit to North Carolina today, Vice President Harris will unveil her economic program said to include price controls on food and groceries. Former President Trump calls them communist price controls, says it's an acknowledgement of the failure of Bidenomics.
Grocery prices have skyrocketed. Cereals are up 26%. Bread is up 24%, butter is up 37%, baby formula is up 30%, flour is up 38%, and eggs are up 46%, and many items are up at much higher rates than that.
President Biden is applauding the outcome of Medicare drug price negotiations.
Kamala and I both get it. You know it isn't just about health care. It's about your dignity. No, it's about your dignity. About peace of mind.
Housing starts plunged 6.8% last month compared to June, and new home construction tumbled 16% from a year ago. Those figures proving to be a drag on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is down 35 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index off 52 points. This is SRN News. A warning about religious freedom abroad.
Foreign governments are spreading lies about Christians as a pretext to restricting their rights, so says the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. Its latest report adds that, quote, government misinformation or disinformation can increase the risk of violence that targets religious minorities. The commission says the regimes of China, India, and Russia are three of the worst purveyors of religious disinformation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' parental rights campaign will feature in his state's local elections. The Republican has endorsed 23 school board candidates across 14 counties this cycle, and he's targeted 14 incumbent members that he'd like voted out. It's part of his agenda to counter woke ideology in the public schools and to allow parents more control over what kinds of materials their kids are exposed to in class. The parental rights movement picking up momentum all across the country. This is SRN News. Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico will have to get by with less water from the Colorado River again next year.
It's happening after the U.S. government Thursday announced water cuts preserving the status quo. Long-term challenges remain for the 40 million people reliant on the imperiled river. The Colorado River is a lifeline for the U.S. West and supplies water to cities and farms in northern Mexico as well. Years of overuse combined with rising temperatures and drought have meant less water flows in the Colorado today than in decades past. Keith Peters reporting.
Hurricane Ernesto continues on a course toward Bermuda, where hurricane warnings have been posted. The hurricane's winds have been clocked at around 100 miles per hour. That's maximum sustained winds with higher gusts. It's feared Ernesto could swamp Bermuda with up to a foot of rain starting later today. More details at SRNNews.com.